public.
In the high summer months, many water bodies are plagued by surface water bloom, a layer of organisms called cyanobacteria, or blue-green algae, which thrive in water rich on phosphorus. Not only is water bloom unsightly, but it can be potentially dangerous to people as the bacteria produce various toxins. Hydrobiologists from the city of Plzeň are now trying to cut the bacteria off from their phosphorus supply and turn the largest fish breeding pond in Plzeň into a crystal clear lake, rife with predator fish and rich vegetation. For this edition of Czech Science, I spoke to the man behind the project, hydrobiologist Jindřich Duras, and asked him how a muddy fish pond can be turned into a clean lake.
The project concerns biomanipulation. Biomanipulation represents a special treatment of aquatic ecosystem. We employ natural relationships between main components of a lake or a reservoir. It means we try to modify food webs, mainly between plankton and fishes, or in fish community itself. Or we influence availability of phosphorus, the key nutrient for planktonic algae. That means we try to support submerged aquatic vegetation that is capable to outcompete blue-green algae.
And in this specific case, in the town of Plzeň, what are you actually doing?
Bolevák is a relatively large fish pond, about 43 hectares, and mean depth about 2 meters. The whole biomanipulation project represents here several steps that must be realized during 3 years. The first step was sediment treatment. The aim of this step was to lock phosphorus in the sediment. Parallelly is going on fish stock reduction. Fishes must be reduced about 70% or 80%. And the third basic step is enhancement of aquatic vegetation.
And what particular kind of fish live in Bolevák?
We need to eliminate silver carps and grass carps, because especially grass carps eliminated all the submerged vegetation. Then we need to substantially reduce planktivorous and benthivorous fishes, for instance, breams and roach and perch and so on. Benthivorous fishes eat benthic animals. That means, for instance, larvae of midges and organisms living in the reservoir or fish pond bottom.
And also, does this whole project, this whole change of the ecosystem, does it concern people? Because as far as I know, Bolevák is a popular area where people go swimming and bathing, etc.
Of course, the reason why we approach to this biomanipulation was to improve water quality in the Bolevák pond. The water quality in Bolevák was regularly deteriorated by cyanobacterial water bloom. These water blooms are considered to be potentially toxic and caused a remarkable nuisance in the locality.
So now you are trying to improve the quality of the water, but you are also using chemical substances. Now, are these harmless to people?
We used aluminium sulfate, what's a chemical commonly used in water treatment facilities. This chemical is used to lock phosphorus in the sediments. When phosphorus is locked in the bottom, it is not available for the growth of planktonic algae, especially blue-green algae. It's safe for people and for organisms living in the fish pond too.
As far as I know, phosphorus gets into ponds from either sewage or from the fields. Now, if you use this chemical to lock the phosphorus on the bottom of the pond, I believe that more phosphorus will keep coming from the fields and from other sources. Mm-hmm. Will you need to repeat this procedure regularly?
Bolevák is a very nice exception among water bodies because input of phosphorus via inflow is very low. So we have to manipulate only the phosphorus cycling in the ecosystem itself. And that's why we need and we try to modify the fish stock. That's why we need to enhance aquatic vegetation and why we try to treat sediment to lock phosphorus in it.
I believe you have said it before, but how long do you think it will take before Bolevák turns into a clear and clean lake?
Now we are in the half of first year of the project, and I think the project will last in its intensive way for another 2 years.
And then I believe you still will have to maintain the balance somehow, replenish the fish and just look after the pond turned into a lake.
I would like to say that shallow reservoirs or shallow lakes are able to exist in two stable states. One stable state is dominated by fishes and by planktonic food webs. That means common appearance of water blooms and so on. And the other stable state is called littoral state. That means that in this ecosystem a very important role is played by aquatic vegetation, and the role of fishes and of planktonic food webs is weakened. That means that the aim of the project is to reach a stable state of Bolevák. We don't need to create an artificial aquarium or artificial pond, but natural ecosystem that was widespread in Europe in the past.